Hello and welcome to another episode of Up Yours, a podcast dedicated to helping ambitious, introverted women up their game in their personal and professional lives. This is your host, Danielle Dupree, aka The Introvert Mind. And I believe to be ambitious is to dream big and to live with intent, whether you work in a home office or a corporate office. So I'll introduce you to women who slay with ambition. They'll reveal practical insights to show you how you can up your game too. And one such woman is today's guest, Shamika Williams. Shamika grew up in a time where going to college equated to getting a good job. She followed the formula, but soon realized there was more to the equation. After being introduced to entrepreneurship by way of network marketing, she began to see the big picture, but soon shied away from the people-oriented industry. However, the fire to be her own boss never diminished. And in 2015, she launched a podcast called Escaping Cubicle Captivity, where she shares her journey from employee to entrepreneur. And through her brand, Love, Faith, Hustle, she designs products to inspire other entrepreneurs. Shamika, welcome. Thank you for being here. How are you feeling today?
I am feeling wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
This is great. I'm glad to have you. Now, Shamika, before we dive in to your story, I want to start with a game called This or That. Have you ever played it?
No, I have not.
Okay, so it's fairly simple. It's an either or format. So if I asked you winter or summer, what would you say?
Summer.
Easy enough. And that's it. Make sense?
Yes, it does.
Let's do it then. Okay, here we go. Card game or board game?
Card game.
Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
Meat or vegetables?
Meat.
International vacation or domestic?
I prefer international, okay. But I need to renew my passport.
All right. TV or book?
I would say a book.
Movie at home or movie at the theater?
Movie at the theater with popcorn.
Horror movie or comedy?
Comedy.
Fiction or nonfiction?
Ooh. Nonfiction.
Okay. French fries or potato chips?
Oh, French fries.
What's worse, laundry or dishes?
Laundry.
Apple or Android?
Apple all day.
While driving, music or podcasts?
Podcasts.
Wonder Woman or Superwoman?
Wonder Woman.
Netflix or YouTube?
Netflix.
Phone call or text message?
Text message.
Facebook or Twitter?
Facebook.
Train or plane?
Plane.
Big party or small gathering?
Small gathering.
Introvert or extrovert?
Introvert.
All right. See, super easy.
Yeah.
So, now that we know a little bit more about Shamika, let's dive into your story. How did you get where you are today? Tell me more.
Well, as you kind of mentioned in my bio or in the intro, I just initially went about life going through things to follow this specific path. I really thought that I would end up with some type of corporate career where I would have a corner office somewhere and I would be the manager over some department. Just really thought of myself as someone who would be climbing the corporate ladder, but soon realized that things weren't really that easy. And there were a lot of other factors that I didn't know I even needed to take into consideration. And so I went through this thing where I was introduced to entrepreneurship, really got discontent with the whole aspect of being an employee, quit my job in haste, went through a period of struggle, got back into the workforce, ironically doing the exact same type of job that I ran away from, and have been there for now almost 12 years. Over the past few years, I've really just started really exploring the aspect of entrepreneurship again, but now just trying to find my footing in terms of what really works for me, as well as going on a journey of self-discovery. At this point, I've one confirmed that entrepreneurship is definitely the way that I want to go, but where I am right now is really finding out which vehicle is the best vehicle for me and to help me escape the cubicle. And so that's kind of where I'm at right now, is a matter of really making sure I have the right vehicle, making sure I have the right tools, putting myself in a position where I can make a successful escape.
We talked about in your bio the network marketing aspect. Now, being an introvert, how did you navigate that? How did you get out there, put yourself out there, get people on your team? What were some of your challenges that you went through?
Well, the first time around when I did it originally, the people that I was able to get on my team were people that I knew. And so that part was a little easier because I had a relationship with those individuals. Where it got tough for me is when I needed to grow beyond my circle or my warm market, as they call it, and I needed to continue to build a team or to attract, if not team members, customers. And that was tough for me because really it was a matter of trying to go out and strike up a conversation with a complete stranger so that you can kind of eventually get to the point of either exchanging contact information, seeing if they were open to either the products or services that you were selling or if they were interested in making additional money. And for me, I went out of many a days, even during the time where I was struggling financially, and being able to make a sale would have been a godsend, right? I could not force myself to talk to people. And so I did it on occasion here or there. I got, you know, some people to come out here and there, but I never really had any success from that. I just realized that it's just something that was, no matter how much I was struggling, I couldn't push myself to put myself out there like that. So when I decided to get back into the industry about a year ago, it was me saying, okay, Shamika, let's see if you can just really push yourself beyond that. Granted, you are not, you know, you're an introvert, but let's see if you can really push yourself outside of your comfort zone. Maybe that's what you need to do, is really push yourself. To be honest with you, I still didn't do a lot when it came to trying to attract people that were strangers. I didn't go out and try to just talk to a bunch of strangers. But ironically, I did attract a couple, but more so through social media. And so it wasn't because I was out there literally talking to people and saying, hey, do you want to buy this product, or, you know, me actually trying to give a sales pitch. But I can say there was one moment where I was literally trying to move products, and I driven to a meeting that was supposed to take place. And for whatever reason, the meeting didn't take place. And there were a lot of people who'd shown up because there were flyers and things out on social media about this meeting taking place, and people were excited about coming. I was like, look, I done drove all the way over here. I'm going to sell some products to somebody. And so I went through the process of just trying to strike up a conversation with a lot of people who were coming for the event, and then turning around and leaving once they realized that it had been canceled. And for me, there was a common, the question, you know, was kind of easy. Hey, were you here looking for this? Do you have product already? Do you need the product? And because at that point, the product really hadn't, it wasn't really widespread. So I used that as a gateway to really start the conversation with some of the women that I was encountering in the parking lot. And I actually sold a few products and actually did find a new teammate doing that. But that was probably as far, that's probably as aggressive as I've ever been just kind of out in public trying to talk to people about a product or service.
So when you say aggressive, you're not pinning them in a corner or anything like that. You know, you're just trying to, strike up a conversation, some commonality there.
Yeah, just having enough gusto to approach people.
Right.
Because I tend to be very comfortable if I'm at a vendor event and I'm standing behind a table. If people walk up to the table, I don't have a problem having a conversation. But for me to initiate it, for me to walk up to someone else, that's where it's just like, I don't think I want to do that. And that was probably one instance that will probably stand out for me for a long time, is that I really said, hey, there are some people out here who probably want to buy this product. They probably came out here because they were looking for it. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, most of the people were already in the business, so I didn't have a lot of people looking for the product, but I did meet a couple who were. Right. And so that was where, that was my mentality. It was like, there are some people looking for this product. You got product in your car. You go, let's move this merchandise. And so that was the motivation. And I just felt like I had an easier gateway, being that I knew that people were there for that purpose. So it's not like I was just walking up to people randomly in Walmart. I knew that these people were coming because of this product. And so maybe that was another reason why I was so comfortable approaching people.
And you know that there are some people that need your product. So if you come there and you don't talk to someone, then maybe your trip would be in vain because somebody needs it.
Exactly. Exactly. And it was an extra trip. And I was like, I need this. I just wanted to pay off. I mean, otherwise I'm wasting my time out here.
Right. Exactly. Now, one of the reasons why I wanted to chat with you, Shamika, I mean, we've been chatting back and forth because, I mean, we've known each other for a while now through social media. I wanted to chat because you and I, having that corporate experience, being in the cubicle, we have those comments, or no, I've gotten comments from people, I don't see you as an introvert. I get that at work all the time. And I know from just talking to you that you also don't come off as an introvert in the workplace as well. So I kind of want to shed some light on some of the challenges that people have been reaching out to me about on the Introvert Mind page. Let's talk about some ways that we can help people overcome some of these challenges being introverts in the workplace, since we're not necessarily seen as introverts in the workplace. So maybe we can shed some light on this. Can we do that?
Sure.
Okay. Let's start with one of the common ones I have here. My biggest career challenge is self-confidence, being unsure I can perform my duties. Even though I get recognition for my hard work, I get positive feedback from my managers, I still have this little voice in my head that says, you can't, you're going to fail, you're in over your head. So let's chat about that. When you find yourself saying those things to yourself, how do you pull yourself out of that?
I tell myself to stop. It's not like you to think like that. And I then affirm myself. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I learned actually when I was in network marketing the first time around. There was a book that we were charged to read, and it was called Beyond Positive Thinking by Dr. Robert Anthony. And that's when I first realized that I could interrupt those type of thoughts. And so when I do have those thoughts of self-doubt, fear, worry that, creep up, I literally stop. Shamika, that's not like you to think like that. Mm-hmm. And then I affirm myself because I know that I am what I think. And so I know I don't have room to entertain anything other than what I want. And so that's exactly what I do. And I would suggest that anyone who's having those challenges is to pick up a book. Similar to that, A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle, mm-hmm. Is a favorite of mine. But I had to realize that I had the power to speak back to that person and can really control that conversation or narrative that's taking place in my head. And I would suggest working on that particular avenue first and foremost, so that you're not entertaining those types of thoughts.
Absolutely. And I think about Saturday Night Live clip. I forget his name, but okay, help me, because I know you know this one, where he does the affirmations. I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and goddamn it, people like me. You remember that one?
I don't.
Okay. That was one of my favorites, but that's one of my affirmations. So, I mean, you talked about affirmations, so that's one of that I my go-tos, affirmations. Great. Another one. My biggest career challenge is not being afraid to be amazing, not being afraid to flourish in the spotlight. So I think what they're saying is they don't want to shine.
You know, I'm not one that seeks the spotlight, and I think that's part of the introvert aspect. But I will jump up out of my seat and toot my own horn from time to time. And I guess it depends on what it is you're excited about. And for me, when I've done something that I'm proud of, I do like showing it off. Mm-hmm. And I think that may come with what you're doing. I don't look to show off everything. You know, I may do a good job, but it's not something that I feel like, hey, I'm going to go show this off. Or, hey, I'm going to, you know, go show that off. But when I do something and I feel like I do something that's amazing and I either shock myself or I feel like I myself am impressed by it. And because we're all our worst critics. So when you do see something or you do something that you feel extremely proud of, I would say definitely share it with someone, because we deal with way too much of the negativity to not, you know, bask in, you know, the sunlight of some of the great things that we do. And so I think it's a matter of finding some of those things, you know, depending on who it is. Maybe you don't feel comfortable sharing it in the workplace. Maybe you're not that confident yet, but maybe you can share it with a spouse or with a friend to let them know, hey, I did something amazing today. Can I tell you about it? Mm-hmm. Just so that you can share it with someone. And hopefully as you get more comfortable with sharing some of those amazing things, you can begin to talk about it at work. I would also say you want to get in the habit of it, and maybe I've gotten in the habit of it because where I work, we write our own performance evaluations in a way. And so I have to speak on all the great things I've done for the year. And so I have to toot my own horn if I want to compete for a raise or compete for a bonus. While you may be in a career or with a company now that doesn't require you to do that, it could become a point where you may switch companies and you may be required to do that. And one of the things that I learned to do was to keep a Word document of my accomplishments. And each time I did something that I thought was great, I would put it in the Word document and save it. And so that way at the end of the year, all I had to do was go back and reference that Word document with all the great things that I've done. You want to keep track of some of those great things that you've done and be able to toot your own horn, because that's what your resume is. That's what you're going to do in a job interview. So you have to get comfortable with it if you do want to progress your career, because that's what people are going to want to hear. They're going to want to hear that you have the goods or the skills to accomplish what they believe they need to have accomplished with their company or in their department. And you have to be able to speak to the fact that you've done something similar and, you know, be able to sell yourself. So start on a small scale of selling yourself, but start working to put some things in place so that when it's time to sell yourself on a big scale, you are ready.
And you mentioned tooting your own horn. As women, as introverts, we don't do that enough. We don't recognize our own accomplishments. And who is going to do that for us? If you're going to wait for someone to toot your horn, then you're going to be sitting there holding your breath. So it's great to jot that down on paper, because when you have that day that maybe you're not feeling A-OK, you can crack open that list that you have of the accomplishments and see how far you've come. And that just lights you up. So I love that idea of just keeping that file, because you need to pad your resume as well.
That's exactly.
Great. OK, so let's go to the next one. Being a young Black introverted female in an extroverted, male-dominated field has been one of the biggest challenges I have ever faced. And I'm definitely going to speak to that one, but you want to tackle that one first?
Wow. I can't say that I've really been in a space where I felt like it's been dominated, say, by men. I guess I've had a career where it's been either a good mix or maybe mostly women. And a lot of the places where I've worked. I think my thing is to be confident just in yourself and know and understand the level of respect that you should command when you're interacting and engaging with others. I'm maybe not the right person because I haven't really looked at a lot of things that way. And maybe because I haven't worked in really male-dominated industries. But then again, I've always had a quiet confidence about myself. And I haven't really let a lot of things, a lot of those types of things bother me. But again, it may be because of the fact that I haven't been in those situations. Okay. So I may not be just the best person to give that guidance. I haven't really been in that situation. And my perspective may be just a little bit skewed.
Well, I'll touch on that. Being in law enforcement, for me, I, in the beginning of my career, I didn't speak up for myself when I knew I was being wronged. I would sit back and just kind of say to myself, wait a minute, was that gender bias? What's going on here? But now I will speak up. For instance, if someone says, thank you, dear, that doesn't sit well with me. And maybe it does for some other women, but that doesn't sit well with me because it makes me feel somewhat inferior. Maybe I'm just looking at it from a different perspective that I'm just weird that way, but it doesn't sit well with me. So I will question that. And the way I challenge that is to just kind of repeat it with a question mark at the end. And then they realize, oh, I'm sorry, you know, that just came out. So stuff like that, I try to challenge in a non-confrontational way. And that's what I would recommend. Just make sure when it's stuff like that, you don't let it just slide on by. Don't sweep it under the rug. Make sure you challenge it, because especially in the era of the hashtag Me Too, you want to make sure that you are standing up for yourself. You're standing up for us. So just make sure that you are out there and you recognize what's going on. And I will be the first to admit that sometimes it's unconscious bias, but you want to make sure you are listening, you are watching, and trying to correct in this new era.
And if you don't mind me chiming in,
go ahead.
In terms of just like you said, standing up for yourself. Now that part has never been an issue for me. It's just, you know, ironically, I've been a person that's been willing to stand up for myself from day one. That's just a part of my personality, and this, I think, and it shows. So I honestly don't come across a lot of problems. And that's a great thing. But I have been in situations and a witness to situations where not everyone feels as comfortable. And I think some of that, too, is just about building up your own personal self-confidence to know that you have a right to say something and speak up if you don't like the way something has transpired. And I can think of one situation where I was in college and I worked at the tennis center. And for those of you who know Boris Kodjo, played tennis for VCU, which is where I attended. And so the men's coach, Coach Costin, I won't forget his name. It was maybe a course of I don't know if it was a day or over a course of a couple of days where he would approach me and he, you know, would need something. Hey, you, hey, you, hey, you. And one day it rolled off so quick. I was like, my name is not Hey You. My name is Shamika. Now, granted, I'm a college kid, but it wasn't a problem for me to be like, yo, if I got to check them, I'm going to check them. And I think we all have to, even, you know, if it means, you know, not necessarily looking the best, we have to be okay with checking people if you need to check them.
That's right.
And for me, that wasn't a problem. And, you know, ironically hasn't been, I haven't had any problems or any situations really like that since. But I also believe that I have a presence about me now, or a reputation maybe, that I will speak up.
Same here.
And I think that's something that's just happens to become widely known by me. But in the same token, I've been a witness to a coworker who isn't some or wasn't someone who was willing to speak up. And she decided to quit because she, you know, just didn't feel comfortable, you know, speaking up and standing up for herself, is, you know, at least is my assumption. And whereas for me, it would have been a very different, totally different situation. I come from a mother who has like an employment attorney, like on speed dial. My mom doesn't play. So I've been a witness and still am a witness to a lot of things that she deals with in the workplace and how she handles them. And so I think some of it I must have learned from her that, you know, certain things we don't tolerate. Yeah. And so you have to get to a point where you respect yourself enough to be like, hey, I can speak up for myself. I can do it in a respectful manner. It doesn't mean that I'm going to lose my job. You know, who cares if it affects how people think of me, because I'm not here for that.
Right.
You know, to that extent, one thing you do want people to think of you is that, hey, she's going to stand up for what's right.
Exactly.
You know, you want people to know that you are a person of integrity, but you also want people to know that you can have a very productive and constructive conversation if you think that something didn't go well. And I had to have one of those conversations with my HR manager a few months ago. I brought it to her attention in a very respectful manner, but we're going to have the conversation. And so I think people have to get comfortable with the fact that you can have conversations and it's not going to ruin your life.
That's right. And we're not saying that you have to be out there seeking the spotlight, but you make sure that, yeah, if it's not right, it's not right. And you will know. You will know. Just speak to that. Don't go out there and try to go with picket signs into the job either. But
exactly.
Yeah, you just stand your ground. We can go on and on, but let's talk about what's in store for you for 2018, Shamika.
Wow. You know what? 2018, I've decided to kind of settle into something that is very introvert oriented from a business standpoint. And I'm just enjoying designing right now. I started hand lettering a few months ago as a way to affirm myself. Because again, when you know that you're dealing with something and you have that other voice telling you, hey, you can't do it, you need to find something to counteract that. And so when I started to have those types of thoughts that came up, I was like, you know what, we're going to find another way to address it. In addition to just thinking it, I started actually writing out affirmations, and I discovered how much I enjoyed lettering. And I've been hand lettering actually daily and posting to my Instagram, found out how much I enjoy it.
Now, for those of us that don't know what hand lettering is, can you give us a brief synopsis?
I don't want to call it modern calligraphy. Some people do, because it's not limited to just calligraphy style writing, but it does have some hint of calligraphy in it, not necessarily traditional calligraphy, but it's just the art of writing words and letters in very creative ways. And so some of it may be more calligraphy style, some of it may have a different type of style to it, but it's all about just, you know, writing words and letters and kind of bringing those words and phrases to life. And I found that I enjoyed typography, which is, you know, the letter and type, for a while, so that when I was designing t-shirts, and when I first got into that, I always enjoyed typography designs because I knew that words were important. And I knew that what I wanted to wear, I wanted people to read and get a message. I wanted to send messages. So I guess that's one of the reasons why it's such a big deal to me. I like to send a message with what I do. So I'm focusing on bettering my skill set as that goes, designing t-shirts and working on my hand lettering, exploring some other crafts, just as a matter of being a maker. I think I've discovered that I really like making stuff and working with my hands, which I knew probably, you know, a long time ago, but I didn't pursue a career, you know, in making anything, but I knew that I liked making stuff and working with my hands. And so I'm just being very creative, which allows me just to work by myself, not really have to deal with people. And so as I still explore some of the entrepreneurial opportunities, of course, I still have to look at, you know, the introvert versus extrovert aspect of it. And so I'm kind of taking my time with it right now, not really going too heavy in terms of branching out and trying to do a whole lot with it, but really focusing on the two t-shirt brands for me and my husband, designing for those mainly, and the rest of it is more so just about honing my craft.
And I have seen some of that hand lettering. We'll link to it in the show notes. But what social media platform can people connect with you on?
I would say Instagram probably would be the best. You know, at the very least, I'm posting once a day. I do get up there more often, but I at least post once a day, and that's where I'm consistent.
Well, thank you so much, Shamika. I mean, this has been a great conversation. And to all the introvert minds out there, send me a message on the Facebook page, The Introvert Mind, and tell me what's your biggest takeaway from this episode. We hope the tips, the tactics we've shared will help you up your game. And that's all for today. Time to recharge my introvert battery. Peace and blessings, y'all.